shot, and I'm quitting forever. Cross my heart, cross my fingers, cross my heart, cross my fingers.
It's the only show on the internet that will raise a glass and your spirits. It's now time for the Winos.
Hello, this is Sharon. We are back with the Winos. We've been gone for quite a while. This is our first episode officially with Leslie.
Hello.
And we have Richard with us as always.
Hi.
That doesn't sound very enthusiastic.
I'm trying to set stuff on the bike on the soundboard.
Oh, so you're trying to do like official duties over there?
Yeah, I'm trying to be the producer like I'm supposed to be.
Well, still, you gotta sound like more friendly than just hi.
I'll be a little bit more friendly after I get my rants out.
Okay.
So we'll get.
Okay. Fine.
What's a rant about?
So, Leslie, this is your first official episode with us.
Yes.
I'm super excited to have you.
I'm too. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah. So, our favorite holiday's coming up.
Uh-huh. Halloween.
And
I thought it was Columbus Day. Damn.
It's my second favorite. It's very close.
Weird. Awesome. Weird. So, We have a store that comes, and I'm sure it comes to a lot of people. We have Spirit Halloween that just kind of randomly shows up about this time of year. Have you had a chance to go to it
yet? I haven't. I've looked online because they have a Hocus Pocus collection.
I actually got to see the dresses for what's their name? Sanderson sisters. Uh-huh. Yeah. They actually look pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm planning on being... Which one of them? I'm not sure which one. With two other people.
Those dresses actually look to be fairly good quality for Halloween costumes. But as far as the store goes, it was pretty sad and disappointing.
I think I went to this huge Halloween store in Nashville one time. And I feel like ever since then, every store has underwhelmed me. So I've not even gone back to one since then.
It was like very disappointing. And the store that it is in now, like it used to be a Kmart.
Oh, I didn't even know where it was.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Richard has strong feelings about this store.
I don't know if anyone else ever has this feeling, but when you go into Kmart, once you come out, you need a shower. I know I'm not the only person. There's just this weird,
like, it has a very specific smell.
Yeah.
Particularly this one.
Yes.
And it still smells that way.
Oh. That brings back fond memories. I feel like I might need to go in there just to sniff.
No, it doesn't smell good to me.
It doesn't smell good. It just brings me like
it smells
like
bad.
Going like FBLA trips.
It smells terrible.
I feel bad for you if that's what your FBLA trips were. Like, let's go to Kmart.
We would go eat at CeCe's. That was right next to Kmart.
Oh, yes, that's true, because it's cheap.
Yeah, so we would walk down to
Kmart.
That's
a double whammy of crap, is what that is.
I went to a very small school. CeCe's was exciting.
And it's so weird in there. They block off like a majority of the store because they really don't bring very much stuff with them when they open our Spirit Halloween. And it's like a third of what the store space actually is. So it's very underwhelming and I'm very sad. Like, we actually made a special trip this morning to go to
look at that.
Yeah. That's what makes it worse.
It was very sad and I was very disappointed.
No, I haven't been. I haven't been.
Well, don't make a special
But, like,
trip.
I went to this huge one in Nashville that's there all the time, and it's for, like, costumes. Like, it's there. It's a year-round costume store.
Which is what huge. I wish we had.
And it's so nice. Like, so ever since then, it's nothing has impressed me.
I did spend, like, 10 minutes, like, looking at, like, the weapons, and I'm like, do I need any of these for any cosplay costumes?
Spent 10 minutes looking at the weapons.
I did.
Didn't find anything I needed.
Yeah. But I didn't find anything that matched anything that I'm currently cosplaying or want to cosplay as. So anyway.
I just feel weird about trying stuff on in spirit.
I can't say I ever have. I think my kids have, though.
Because I feel like it's the same hats for the last 10 years.
Probably.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a decent chance that you might catch lice there.
Especially in that Kmart.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
I feel that you probably just shouldn't try on hats anyway in the middle of stores.
Yeah, like, just in general, maybe.
Like, when I see people putting on, like, hats and costumes on in Walmart, like, that's automatically what I think about is, like, there's a good chance you're going to come home with lice.
But I never think twice about putting a headband or something on my head at the store.
Yeah.
I never think twice about that, so.
Mm.
I probably should.
Yeah, you probably should.
You're looking at me like, yeah, it's not a good choice.
I don't think it is.
Questionable behavior.
I feel very strongly about
that. You are looking at her like she puts peanut butter in mashed potatoes.
Well,
would no, never it's just, do that.
I don't know. It's just like the nurse me. Like, there's a few, and I think a lot of nurses are this way. Like, parasites are big deals with us.
Yeah.
You know? I get it. And, like, anytime we have, like, patients who are like, I think I have head lice or scabies, like, we all come out of the room and we're
scabies
automatically.
Scabies still a thing people have?
Yes, hon. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're mites. They're mites that get under your skin.
I legitimately did not know that. Mm-hmm. I thought.
And you actually treat them the same way. It's treated with the same medication.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And so, like, we literally will come out of the rooms and we will all, like, go scrub our hands and we're telling each other because then we're all itchy. And,
ooh.
Yeah. So, it's just like a nurse thing. We just have a thing with parasites. Cautious. It bothers us a lot. So, you know, it's just a nurse thing.
Yeah, I understand that.
Today.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
really
but they're little bitty mites that burrow under your skin.
No, I'm going to get those now.
Are we talking horror stories now? Is this like the Halloween episode? Like,
and,
we're just gonna
and a telltale sign is that you have like little sores in between your fingers and toes.
Oh, no.
I'm good.
I don't have that.
Yeah, so fun fact for the day.
Mm-mm, no.
I'm just going to be looking at everyone's hands the rest of the day. Like, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... That's like anytime a patient comes in, they're like, I have this rash. That's my first question. Any between your fingers? So.
Anything between your fingers.
Yeah.
Can I see between your fingers, please?
Yeah.
So, just a normal question.
Yeah, that's all.
That's a first date question.
Right. So do you have any skin lesions?
Oh, so funny.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be Rizzo for Halloween. Have I told you that?
No.
That's like my main costume is Rizzo.
No, that's awesome.
Good choice.
I don't know where I'm going yet, but I'm going somewhere dressed as Rizzo.
That's fine. They let us at work. They let us dress up,
yeah,
which I think
for work.
Is
trying
really
to convince
great.
Her into dressing as death.
Don't dress as death and go to a medical office.
Well,
please don't do that.
And what I'm trying to decide, you know, at our convention that we had here in town last year, I did Wednesday Addams, and it was like one of my absolute favorites.
I love that.
Which my hair is too short now, so I'd have to wear a wig. But I'm trying to decide whether or not like I'm brave enough to do it at work because it would require like some makeup.
Yeah.
And you're laughing like
I'm
makeup
just saying,
something
like,
weird.
Like three shades of paler. Like,
no, but also like dark makeup around my eyes and you know stuff like that. And so I'm trying to decide whether or not like I'm brave enough to do that at work.
I think that'd be
for
so
the
fun.
Whole day.
Yeah,
but you know I think that's what I might end up doing.
My only issue is Rizzo is wearing flats because I'm not can't walk around heels all day.
I think that's fine.
I can't do it.
Good choice
she's,
though.
She's gonna be wearing some flats.
So last night I actually heard someone tell me they enjoyed Grease too.
No.
That's what I said, too. I just looked at him and went, really?
Yeah.
No.
Well, we were talking about this last weekend. My high school best friend, who is often in my stories because she made me do a lot of many things that I didn't want to do. And I still love her to death. But she's the person that made me watch Grease, too, much to my discomfort. and she made me watch it a couple of different times. And I think she kind of enjoyed it just because of how awful it was.
Well, there's a special place in my heart for it because it's bad, but that's
it. Same thing with really, really, really campy horror movies that are bad. Like, I enjoy them because they're of their badness, but I'm not going to watch it
I have a few
good quality.
Suggestions for you. I'll tell you after the show.
So, yeah. No, not Grease, but I love Grease. And Rizzo was always my favorite.
Like, yeah.
She's been my...
Yeah, I think she was always my favorite too. So yeah. But I think that's a good choice for you.
Thanks. Well, somebody told me I looked like her. I dated this guy one time and he's like, you know, you look that mean girl from Grease. And I was like, thank you. And so
it's the best compliment ever.
Right. I don't think he meant it to be as nice as I took it.
Well, I don't think Rizzo's mean either. Like, I think she's a lot nicer than.
I think so. I think she's nice. I love her.
She has a tough outside and a soft inside.
Right. It's not the worst backhanded compliment I ever got.
Yeah.
So I got called a puke bean once.
What?
Oh, my gosh. I dated this guy. And so one night, he was drinking. And he always texts me when he's drinking and says crazy stuff still. And so when I text me, he's like, you know what you are? You're like a jelly bean. And I was like, that's nice. And he was like, but not one of those good jelly beans. One of those Harry Potter jelly beans.
Oh.
You think it's going to taste like lime and you bite into it and it tastes like puke. You're a puke bean. Because you're pretty on the inside and you break boys' hearts on the outside, or pretty on the outside and break boys' hearts on the inside. And I was like, can you go to bed? It's 4 a.m. Puke bean.
Yeah. That is definitely a weird.
He still calls me Puke Bean.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely weird.
I was like, that is so mean on so many levels.
And wow. Now my profile on Twitter is going to have that as my blurb. Thank you.
Puke Bean. It looks like you're going to taste like lime and you taste like puke.
That's definitely different.
So mean.
Yeah.
I have never heard this before.
No, this is a first. It's definitely a first.
Because I know how to pick them.
So I'm going to go ahead and go kind of sort of into rants and pet peeves because whenever you were writing your profile for our page, our bio, I had sent a link of my bio to Leslie just so she can kind of get an idea about what to write. And then I had forgot about it until, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 minutes later until I got a message back from Leslie that said, I don't understand how four-way stops work.
Do I need to pull up your bio?
Yeah, go ahead and pull up my bio.
Going to our new layout. Hold on.
Sorry. At least I was honest and told you I didn't know.
I'm not mad at you about it. This is fun. This is just conversation to be had.
Oh,
you can just skip to that bottom part.
Just the bottom part?
Yeah.
The I'm addicted to chapstick and will always have at least one in my pocket all times. I despise spirals, staircases, escalators, and people who do not understand how four-way stops work.
So I had forgotten that was in there. And I get that message from Leslie. And then I'm thinking, okay, we live in the same town and she doesn't understand how four-way stops work. She's probably one of these people I end up like yelling at.
Probably.
How did you get to this point in your life and you don't know how a four-way stop works?
I'm gonna be real honest. I'm not a very good driver at all. I also don't know how to parallel park. Can't do it.
I understand that.
What I do is I just pull up. And then just sit there for a second, and I feel it out. Feel what's going to happen out. So I see if nobody else is going to go, I'll go. If it looks like this guy's about to drive, I'll let him. Like, I don't have any idea. I know it's like it goes in a circle or something.
It's really relatively simple, okay? Whoever gets there first gets to go first.
Well, that's what I think.
You take turns.
But then it's like, what if y'all get there at the same time?
Then the person on your right goes first.
But then who would see? Somebody's always going to have somebody to their right, though.
Well, yeah, what if four people hit the stop sign at the exact same time? Who goes first?
You just feel it out.
The odds of that is not very likely.
Usually.
I like how you just say you're just going to feel it out.
Fake it till you make it. That's what I do.
Actually, in her defense, I'm with her because there are times when we're stopping a stop sign and people are just sitting there like, who's supposed to go?
I know, and that's when I'm yelling at people. I'm like, really? Why weren't you paying attention when you pulled up?
That's why I love roundabouts. I love roundabouts.
No, I don't like those.
I wish we had those everywhere because I think they're so much more functional.
I quote European Vacation every time I go around one.
I love them.
Look, kids, Big Ben Parliament every time. Every time, without fail.
Now, I don't mind, like, the more relatively simple ones, but there are some that are super complicated roundabouts, and I don't like those.
Yeah, Northwest Arkansas has some very complicated ones.
Yeah, and I'm not up for those.
Yeah, I mean, I can figure them out. Just feel it out. It's fine. Same, that's just my theory in life. It's fine.
Yeah. No. So, that's my little pet peeve, but it's not a huge one. I think you're doing actually better than you think you are at them.
Maybe. I mean, I haven't gotten a wreck at one.
That's relatively good.
So,
I mean, have you ever like started to go and someone else is trying to go too?
Maybe, but I'm just like, oh, sorry. No. Leslie, and then it's fine.
Just because you waved at him, you're all good.
It's fine. So, not a big deal.
I apologize. We're fine. We're fine.
Cool.
Did you have to pay attention to who got there first?
I do. I see it. It's fine.
See, I think you actually understand.
I know that whoever gets there first goes, but if there's like more than two people, that's when I'm like, not really sure. And that's when I feel it out.
Okay. Use Cards Against Humanity rules at that point.
Who pooped last?
Yes.
Everybody get out of their car. Yeah. Let's take a poll.
Which one of you poop?
Driving more interesting.
They definitely could. They need dry erase boards so you can hold them at your window.
You got it. Come on.
That would make things more interesting. But, you know, maybe we'd have, like, more friendly drivers, too. Because then it would open up the channels of communication.
We could make friends.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I always make friends at concerts and stuff because I talk to the people beside me. Oh, so, you know what?
This concert that we went to last night, speaking of, it was the Avett Brothers concert, which is like a certain hipstery people that go. It's like bluegrass, you know. So there was this guy that sat down in front of us who looked like I was, he looked like I was going to hate him. Okay.
You just already automatically do.
I have to know. How do you know this?
Just, you know, when you see somebody and you think, you're not my people. Like,
okay, I gotcha.
You know, like he walked in and he sat down and I just thought his girlfriend dragged him here. He doesn't want to be here. He was like super like, you know, muscly and tough boy looking. And I just thought, I'm not going to like you. You're going to really get it on my nerves. And then the music started and homeboy got so into it. And he was like dancing and he was like, you know, fist pumping, which was okay because he liked it so much. But I mean,
it's just not a band I see fist pumping
to. No,
too.
He was so, so happy. Like, oh my gosh. And
you just want to like pat him on
the
head.
We were like talking. I was like, well, I've made a friend here. And I told my cousin I went with, I was like, that just shows you never judge a book. Because he sat down and I was prepared to hate him the entire concert. I was prepared to be like, this guy, who is he? Get out of here. But he was so nice. Yeah. I don't know what got me started on that. Making friends at concerts.
Yes.
I did make a friend last night. The boy I thought I was going to hate. He sat down. I looked at my cousin. I was like, ugh. Ugh. But that was because him and his girlfriend were kissing. That's a whole other thing. I can't. At concerts, I don't like that. I need you
anywhere else, it's okay?
No.
Okay.
I don't like people to like be on top of each other at all. Like, you can hold hands, but I don't see the need to be like kissing each other and holding an entire body like this. Like, what are you doing? It's stop that.
That's perfect middle school dance chaperone.
Yes. And so they sat down and were kissing and I looked at my cousin and I was like, ugh, like immediately. And then he got so nice and I was like, it's okay.
I forgive you.
Right. Be happy with your girlfriend, whatever. It's fine.
So is that your rant? Is that your pet peeve for today?
Last night I was all, because it was all over the place last night. There was couples all over each other everywhere. And I was just like, stop it. Did you come here just to make out? Do that at home. Save yourself $45.
Do it in the car in the parking lot?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? So,
do you have any other pet peeves you want to add to that since that one was kind of spontaneous?
No, not
really. Shit, like three, right? In that one.
She did. Five. She really did.
There's a lot of pet peeves.
Okay. Go ahead, Richard. I know you have, what, three? Three that all happened?
All happened at the same time. All of it. So we're in line to get gas, which at the Walmart, which was probably not the best idea in the entire world because Walmart is, how do I put this nicely? Church to some Arkansans. So we're in the line and we decided we'll be behind somebody. Somebody gets out, puts it in, puts the little nozzle in the car. 10 minutes later, the other person gets out of the car, comes in, puts the card in. And I'm like, then Ashley decides to point out they're all wearing Crocs. Done. Done. Like, I already know that this is going to go bad. So, the kids in Crocs, the adults are in Crocs, everyone's in Crocs. Who the fuck wears Crocs? Nobody should wear. Those are the most hideous things in the world. No one should ever wear a pair.
Agreed.
Bad.
Yeah. Then at the same time that this is going on, while I'm watching the happiest Walmart family ever.
The Croc family.
That's what I was calling them the whole time. Because they came into Walmart after, like, we had to go get a few groceries. We go into Walmart, here they are right behind us the whole time. And I'm like, oh, if your kid's unattended at a gas pump, you should be beaten with a stick.
I don't understand why your kid should be out
the
anyway.
The kid was
like,
playing with the gat, with the nozzle after
no
the
reason.
Gas had already been pumped. So we're next in line and that builds up and gas just goes everywhere, which I like the smell of gas, but not in the huffing sort of way. Right. So the wife gets in the car and now all I've got is just the smell of gas everywhere.
How old is the child?
Like at least 9.
There's no reason for this.
Oh no. The kid should have been supervised while this was going on. While this family is, you know, celebrating at the happiest place on earth to them.
There's no reason for this kid to be outside the car.
Oh no, they were, I know, right?
Yeah. Like there's no reason.
No, then on
field
the
trip
other,
to the gas station.
It looked like they were getting ready. Like it was this family that I can tell you probably was so, they're the type. Oh God, I'm going to sound terrible. I'm going to get hate mail. I don't even care. they probably dress up to go to McDonald's on Friday night. Like, that's what I'm expecting. Hate mail. Woohoo. all right. So, but to make things, though, so on the other side, all right. I know you have children.
Mm-hmm.
You do not.
No. Nope.
But you'll understand where I'm coming from. I understand that it's a thing where you want to look great. Like, I get that. You want to wear clothes to make you look good. I understand this. But while somebody is holding your child and you're popping your ass out, I'm going to have to demonstrate this if someone will describe it.
Okay.
She's with her kid and she's doing this.
Oh, okay.
Was she making that face too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It was a very seductive face.
Like, she's showing her ass flauntingly to everybody there, like, while she's talking to these two bikers.
While she's wearing Crocs.
No, this is happening. Who's in like 6-inch? Who's in 6-inch heel boots?
No, okay.
Oh.
At the Walmart gas station.
Are they hooker boots?
Yeah, you could just tell. And she's got her jeans over them. Like, it's one of the,
okay.
You could tell. Yeah, wearing like lace and mesh top.
Oh.
Yeah. And while popping her ass out at the gas station, being like, you can put your gas nozzle in me.
Oh,
like,
I
know that's what's coming. Like, I get.
She's in position.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, okay, which one are you trying to fill up? I'm just going, I don't even know what to do with life anymore. I was completely sad. Like, I don't expect to get. Well, the guy, while she's popping her ass out, the guy's holding her child.
Oh, so he was with her.
Yeah. One of them was. There was two guys.
Oh, Lord.
One was holding her kid. The other one was just like, yeah. They were both just ogling over her ass. Like, I think someone's got a threesome from Craigslist happening tonight.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm expecting. But it's just like, this is all going on at once. And I go, I'm never going to a gas station again.
Which is not one of the places that you expect to have those emotions.
No. Like, when you're sitting in line and you wait 20 minutes to get to a gas pump, come on.
I mean, you expect those feelings at a strip club or, you know, but not a gas station.
I expect an ass being popped out, maybe a strip club, maybe the concert, depending who's singing.
Like, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not at a gas station in the middle of the day.
No.
Was it in Paragould here?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the Walmarts.
For our listeners, we're recording at 2:30 in the afternoon.
This happened right before noon.
Oh, goodness.
So it was bad. And I'm just, yeah. The whole time I was just mad about the Croc family. Like, the entire time.
I remember when they came out because I was in nursing school.
I thought you were talking about the Croc family.
Crocs.
And I was like.
Talking about Crocs because, like, all of my fellow nursing students, you know, they're like, we have to get these shoes. And I was like, why? They're like, they're so comfortable. And I was like, they're also really, really ugly. They're like, but they're really comfortable. And I was like, no, but they're also ugly.
Yeah, like, there's some lines you can't.
I don't understand.
The only way I will accept you wearing Crocs is if you learn how to yodel and wear lederhosen. That's it. That is it. Or if you're an old man, I'll allow it then, because it's like, all right.
I kind of get it with kids because they can slip them on. Yeah. I don't have kids, but I would imagine that it's easy. But
I think my boys had a pair to wear in the river one time.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not your go-to daily.
No. No. Because, I mean, you know, they worked okay for, like, in place of, like, the water river shoes, you know.
And then I see people wearing socks with them, and mm-hmm. I'm just going, that's even worse.
No.
If someone can tell me one outfit they look good in, please send me an email. There's a contact form on the website. Send it there. Or at the winos at tvkmagazine.com.
I don't think you're going to get that email because I don't think it exists.
It does.
An outfit that looks good?
Yeah.
No.
No. If someone can tell me an outfit.
That's what I'm saying. That outfit doesn't exist.
No, I am with you. That's why I said if someone can actually make it happen, then.
Mm-mm. Might happen.
I was mad. I'm still mad.
That's so funny.
Like, you know, it's that. That's just. Their kid was like using the squeegee all wrong and squeegeing the side of the car. And it's a fucking window.
It's like once somebody makes you mad with one thing, then everything they do becomes annoying. So yes. you saw the Crocs and you were like triggered. And then it was
the gas
everything else.
It was the thing of like the nozzle's already in the car before the card's even in the gas pump. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, by some point, you should know this.
Yeah.
Especially when there's five people in your car over the age of 15. Nah.
Okay, so I have a pet peeve. I don't like when parents don't watch their kids. like
at gas pumps, I get you.
And just in general, like I had a lady tell me that she was watching in a waiting room situation. There was these toddlers crawling around in the floor eating stuff that they were finding.
No,
I don't feel that's acceptable. I also had like we have dum-dums just sitting like on the counter in the office I work at, and these kids were taking like handfuls of the dum-dums out, and they were running around the office, and finally I got mad and I hid them, and they came back, and the boy was like, I need some more. My sister didn't get the flavor she wanted, and I was like, sorry. He's like,
they're all gone.
He's like, you really won't give me the flavor she wants? And I was like, no, she got like five. Like, no.
Sorry.
He was like, that's really mean. I was like, sorry, she had like five. Like, she should have got one and the flavor she wanted when she picked her five. Right. Like,
no. She should have made better choices. Sorry.
So I don't understand why parents aren't watching their kids nowadays. Like, why are they just letting them run around like hooligans?
I don't know. I don't have any kids, so I'm not. I always feel like, too, when I see a kid acting bad, I feel like I can't judge it and be like, watch your kid, because I don't have kids, so I feel like, well, I don't know, I'm not a mother, who knows what their day has been. But then I do have kids,
and I feel that, I mean, if you lay the right ground rules in the beginning, then it's not that much of an issue.
Am I terrible for laughing when they get in trouble?
It depends on what the
like, anytime I see a kid disciplined in public, I actually have to walk away from the situation because I will be laughing so hard.
My favorite thing to see in public is for some reason when couples fight.
I guess so too. I love it. It's always that. Over the stupidest
like,
thing.
Like, it makes
too.
Me, like, when they're in Walmart fighting about bread or something, like, I love it. I'm just like,
I want the chopped ham, damn it.
And there's like arguing about stuff, and I'm just like, yes. Or like when you're in the car next time you look over and you can tell they're yelling at each other. Like, I don't know why, but I'm just like, ooh, what y'all doing? Like, I just love it.
That's great.
I don't know why. It's my favorite. I always point it out to somebody in the car with me. I'm like, look at them. They're mad.
Leslie.
Did you try to figure out what they're mad
about?
Yeah,
I'm like, yes. I wonder who's in trouble.
Yeah. You make up stories?
Oh, I always make up stories about people in cars. It's one of the things I do.
I do that at the mall.
For sure, about when they're fighting. I'm always like, I bet you that he got a text message at 11:30 and she didn't know who it was.
And he's saying it's his mom.
Right. Yep. So.
Such a mess.
That is my favorite thing to see in public.
Public stuff's funny.
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous. So I tried to find some funny, strange finds on our vipond.com, but they're really letting me down.
I know, I heard.
They've kind of restructured their site, and all their like fun, cheap stuff is no longer fun and cheap.
Is it still there? Is it just more expensive?
Well, it's really hard to find like the funny stuff.
Yeah.
They've done this new thing where you could get instant deals, which is pretty cool.
Have you heard of Wish?
Yeah, you might want to look into Wish.
We might need to look into Wish. I meant to message you like last week because I found this really funny thing on Wish, and then it was in my cart, and then went back, it was gone. Because the thing with Wish is like it's only there for a certain amount of time, but it's kind of like that. You get stuff for like free or really cheap. You just have to pay like a dollar shipping because it comes from China or something, and it might take like a month and a half to get there, but it's really cheap, and they have some really hilarious, and like the way they describe things is like hilarious.
We may need to do that. Because
they're trying to just think of keywords that anybody might
type. It's a lighter in. That holds pills.
Yeah, I love Wish.
Nice.
They have Wish the most is, random yeah. things.
Okay,
we like
may
sometimes
have to do
I'll
that.
Search for things just to see if they exist on Wish. And so I'm just like, wow, okay.
Okay, we may have to switch up.
Yeah, I really like Wish. To.
No, just they put the censoring over the nipple. Just not there's I have to save this, aren't I?
Do you want that? Okay, that can be our strange find for this week, Richard. Go ahead.
No, it's a pair of D silicone breast forms that breast has like forms. Every freaking tag on it in the world.
Yeah,
go ahead and read them.
All right. Self adhesive, padded, bra, false, boobs, drag queen, vasectomy, transgender,
vasectomy.
Vasectomy.
Drag queen.
Yep. but it's got the best censoring ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just two no symbols over the nipples.
Just two no symbols. Yeah, it's funny. And then if you order clothes from there, like they come and sometimes you might get what it looks like. Sometimes it's something that's not even close to what it was supposed to be.
The color is peach puff.
Oh my God.
Peach puff.
Oh, yeah. It's an app.
Okay. We may have to start doing that then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Vapon really let me down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it. I order stuff from Wish, so.
It takes you a while to get.
Oh, it takes forever to get. But then, like,
when I feel like it goes through customs like 10 times.
When it comes to you, it's like you kind of forgot what you ordered because everything's literally $1 or $2. So you go and spend like $15, forget what you even ordered. And then it's like they start showing up a month later and you're like, oh, I forgot that I ordered this.
I got another one.
Go right ahead.
It's emoji pillows. But they're all the emojis on poop.
Yeah.
And they're all different colors.
Yeah. And some there's happy poop and sad poop and angry poop. And
oh, like a happy poop pillow.
Yeah. And one with its tongue out.
Ew.
Nope. No tongues on the poop. Just a good rule to have.
I don't even know what this
is. Oh, speaking of that, we were at an actual Kmart last weekend.
Oh my God.
And we found.
Did it smell the same?
Yes.
And okay. We found. An infant costume, and it was clearly an emoji poo, but it was described as what is it, chocolate swirl?
I'm done.
Oh no.
It's just the picture they added of the guy.
Look at his underwear. He's wearing lace underwear. He likes to get fancy for his private playtime.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I'll read it. It says, sexy toy for men, stimulating, vibrating, condom, men's extender, silicone reusable spike condom. No, you ain't reusing that spike condom. But then he has on it clear lace, like very tidy whities. They're clear in the lace. And it says 21 people are viewing now.
I'm one of those 21 people. Hey!
And one of the reviews said, didn't try yet, excited, can't wait to surprise the wife. Blushing emoji. And the colors are blue, red, and tan. And it's only, how much is this? Where's the price? Oh, $7.
I don't think I'd spend $7 on that.
It's the picture that caught me off guard. I was just like, why has that dude got his hand on his
junk? I like his underwear. I like the underwear.
I think I would say those are clearly like women's like boy short lacy underwear.
So funny. Reusable. If the words reusable condom should not exist in the same sentence. Don't do that.
Just, no, do not. Don't even like plant that idea in anyone's head.
Mm-mm.
It's a bad idea.
Now I'm just on this look searching. I don't know.
That'll be me. That's me
what
at 3 a.m.
What the damn hell is this? Oh. It's something to do pedicures with, but I didn't know.
It's to get fingernail polish off.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is
that?
Yeah,
like you can like put like a cotton ball, like clamp it on there to soak off your polish.
Well, that's weird.
It's unnecessary. That's a lot of things on there. It's like, yeah, you might use it, but do you need it?
Like those slippers that have like the things on the bottom of it where you can clean your floor while you walk.
Yes. I ordered phone cases from there though, and it looked fine. It was a phone case.
I don't know what in the world I've been searching for all of this, but whatever. Snore stopping plugs, but they look terrible.
I've seen those on Vapon. I've seen those.
That's awful.
Yeah.
There's 15 pictures of them, too. Is there actually one of somebody with it in someone's nose? Because that would make me happy. There's not. Oh, there is!
Oh, you can't really even see it.
That's got to feel like crap, though.
Yeah, I don't know how you could fall asleep with that in your nose. It's got to be very uncomfortable.
So I think Wish should be the thing you go to now.
Okay.
And I can get them as a sponsor on the website, too.
That'd be awesome. Goodbye, Vapon. You're too expensive and not fun anymore.
Wish, welcome to the game. You've been drafted. Do I need to go ahead and let her know?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Who's her?
Ashley.
She's bringing in the main part of the show here.
You're texting someone about Wish. I'm like, who do you know at Wish?
No, well.
I'm like, can you give me a discount? Because I give them a lot of money.
A discount on your dollar purchases?
Listen, if it's a dollar, give me 50 cents off. The thing is, I'll lay in bed at night and I scroll. I'm like looking, you know, and by the end of it, I have like $25 in my cart. So,
which is actually quite a bit for Wish,
right? But then it shows up randomly. But I enjoy it. It's like a little happy surprise when we go to the mailbox. You know what you're going to get. You can't order something and need it for something. You can't be like, I need this for this event. I'm going to order it because it won't happen.
Yeah.
But it's almost like getting party favors.
You'll get it.
Like you just get a bag and you're like, wonder what's inside. And then you open it and it's like, oh, there's a whistle. It's that sort of
thing. Yeah, exactly the same.
Same principle. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
So I guess we're waiting on the wine now. So outside that, I figure you got something to talk about. No? Oh, do the wine article.
I am. Hold on a second. Gosh.
No, I got to be a little bit bossy.
No, you don't.
It's my job as a producer. She's now looking.
What is this?
It's one of the other shows we do.
Oh, about wrestling.
Yes. It's our SNS thing.
My brother met his girlfriend at a backyard wrestling match. He's a sheriff's deputy and she's an EMT.
That's the most random thing I've heard all day.
That's the only thing I know about wrestling is that my brother met his girlfriend there.
Well, that's actually kind of cool, though. A little weird, but cool.
Okay, so I was doing some reading and thought we'd talk about some of the wine trends for 2017.
Okay.
So, obviously, the millennials.
We ruin everything.
We ruin everything, which already kind of annoys me.
That bullshit avocado toast.
I do love avocado toast. That's why I don't have a house. I just like the name of this.
I know, that's why I've been wanting to try it.
Yeah.
Continue.
Hold on, we gotta take a picture. I always take a picture of it, so you know, if we like it, we can, you know.
I'm hoping this is good. Oh, and it's a pretty red.
Sounds nice too.
Oh, I'm a huge red wine fan. I'm excited for this.
This is gonna be the first red wine I've tried in a really long time.
So if you get a headache, it's my fault, right?
Yep.
Damn it. I'm going to get hate mail.
I do love what the back of this says.
Right?
Have you read it?
Leslie, why don't you go ahead and tell what the wine is and then read the back.
It's Tall Dark Stranger, which I really enjoy. It says the back, are you ready to meet your total dream wine? Rich and deeply satisfying. This Malbec, is that correct?
No, I have no idea. No.
I'm really fancy. This Malbec never disappoints. Dark, juicy, smooth, and silky. Fulfill your wildest wine dreams. Sip it with something or someone delicious.
Ooh.
Product of Argentina. So that's fancy.
I like how you just tossed that in there.
Just throw it in. I'm not good at doing this.
You're not good at pouring?
Well, let me tell you a secret. I drink my wine at home out of coffee cups.
That's okay.
Because
that's super fancy.
I'm fancy, as I just stated. So that's why I don't know how to pour very well.
Oh, I was actually going to put it on the mic and then have it like, I can do the sound effect now. And now somebody at home has to pee.
Reminds me of those ASMR videos on YouTube. You ever watch those where they whisper?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Smells good.
Oh, I'm super excited for this.
We've had other ones we smelled and they tasted terrible, though.
Like, so. I've been so excited for I've had this wine now for almost a month. That's how excited I've been for this.
It's such probably a pretty been longer bottle. Than
that, actually.
It's been a month.
It's
two.
It's probably been longer, yeah, because it was when Nicole
because I was before. Saving it for this show or for a special occasion. So it's both. Absolutely has like no taste.
Here's the thing. Even when wine is really bad to me, I still like it. So
I'm just kind of neutral.
Yeah, like it's not bad.
This is actually something I could drink daily.
Yeah, like I could drink it.
It'd probably be better if it wasn't cold, I'm going to assume.
It's not particularly dry or sweet.
It's perfectly in the fine. Middle. Like it's...
It's fine.
It's just fine. So this Tall Dark Stranger is a little bit, you know.
I really don't know that.
So, wait, it's a fine wine?
It is. I really don't know that I've ever had a wine that even tastes like this at all. It's just.
This is perfect for meals. Yeah. This is a perfect meal wine.
Yeah, because it wouldn't overwhelm anything.
No. This is great. This would be great with steak. What?
Is it the perfect wine? Because,
I think it might be.
I like it. But I'm easy to please.
I was going to say, I don't even
know how to... I just don't like things that are super sweet. So if it was sweeter, I wouldn't like it.
See, I like sweet wines, but but I don't... It's so nice. I don't know how to...
This is... Wow, we were speechless over wine.
Yeah.
Because it's not good or bad. So you have nothing to say. It's just fine. It's
Would whatever. That not make it, like, really good?
Then? I know. I think so, maybe.
So on the wine scale, what is it? Because we always rate it.
How I don't know.
I think
I know,
it should be a letter grade. I think we should just change it to a letter grade now and say screw it. Because you can't do like 5 stars.
Yeah,
on
I know. I guess we give it an A. Do we give it an A plus?
Either an A plus or an A minus. I enjoy it.
I like it.
Like that's the. I have a good choice in wine.
Yeah, I say we just give it a solid A.
I'm fine with that.
A solid A.
I concur.
Yeah, it's a good wine.
I like it.
Yeah.
God, I love reds.
I'm also really easy to please, so.
It's been a while since we've opened one, and we're just like, yeah, this is good.
Yeah, the last, like, 5 bottles have been like, that's shitty.
And the sad thing is we've liked the label, we liked how it smelled, and then we tried, and we're all like.
Because there was that one that we were like, this is going to be great, and it tasted like burnt popcorn and Skittles.
Now I want to taste it to know what that combo tastes like.
You'd have to go back and like look at the pictures like see.
It had like a buttery sweet taste.
Yeah, it was so weird.
It was so funny. It's like when you go to like 501 or something and you like order wine. Have you ever done that? And they like do this whole show. You ever experienced that? So they'll go at 501.
501 is like a really nice restaurant here.
Yeah. And so I was at the one downtown. So Omar's uptown is what I was at. And, so I order wine, and he's like, he comes over with the wine list, and I'm like looking at it like I know what the crap I'm in. So I just like pick one, and it's a Pinot Grigio, because that's what I always pick if I don't know.
Good
and
choice,
so
though.
Homeboy comes down. It's like this like guy dressed like a butler. He's got like a white towel over his.
You had a maitre, is it a maitre d'?
He was like the sommelier or something.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And so he comes down. He's like, and he like has the towel over his arm, and then he has this bottle of wine he's holding like an infant child. He like goes like this. And like presents it to me and the boy I'm dating. And so he shows it to us and we're like, oh, it looks nice. Yeah. We don't freaking know.
Like,
and
you're supposed to pet it or something?
Does he tell you it has like a nice nutty taste?
Yes. He's like, this will go good if you're ordering steak. And I'm just like, okay, great.
No, this will go good if you're ordering steak.
And so he goes like this and shows me the wine and we're like, we approve of that. And so then he like takes the cork out because we ordered a bottle and he like pours it for us and puts it in the ice. And like the whole, and then he like hands it to us and like waits for us to drink it. And so we take a drink and we're just both looking at each other. And we're like, like looks good.
It tastes like shit.
No idea what he wanted. And he was like, do you approve of this to your liking? And we're like, yeah.
Wait, if you don't approve, do you get another bottle?
Right. Can you take it away and give us another one? But
would that
be
free? Like, would you have to pay for that bottle if you didn't like it?
I don't know.
That's now a question I want to know.
It was like the funniest experience because like, I don't know why we were there, but for sure it was like some kind of occasion. And we thought we were being fancy. And he, like, presented us this wine. And we're like,
Yeah, I would have liked for you just, like, to pet the bottle, right.
This looks good. This looks nice. I took the bottle home with me for some reason. I still have it.
That's funny. Okay. So, top trends for 2017 with wines. Okay. So, apparently millennials are stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even though I think that's stupid.
We're sticking up for millennials right now.
Yeah, because we are millennials.
I was like, I am one.
There is, yeah, there's that one. There's now and one that's in between, yeah. Like that weird one. Yeah. It's like you could go either with the Gen X. Is it Gen X?
Yeah.
Or Gen Y and millennials. Like there's like this little time
group
frame
in between. Yeah. Yeah. Which I think just like with any generation, I think that there's going to be screw ups in any generation. Right. I don't think it matters. I mean, you know. But anyway, so apparently, according to this study, it's really important to people in 2017 to look at getting bottles that are ones that were bottled with sustainability. So they want to make sure that, you know, it's
like eco-friendly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So and they're looking at getting organic wines as well.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I haven't seen any of that around here.
Bullshit.
I don't know. Like, I just kind of got into this, like, zero waste. No, I'm not zero. I kind of, like, started researching about waste and, like, the earth and all that crap. And so I can kind of see that. I don't see it around here so much.
Right.
But I can see people.
I haven't seen that even as being an option in our area of this country. But I can see also where that is an important part. I mean, we are kind of facing an issue with climate change.
Yeah, this is true.
So, I mean, it is kind of important. So I can see why that would be an issue. But this next one's kind of fun, Leslie.
Good.
Wine slushies.
Oh, my gosh.
Wine slushies. So
appear- favorite things.
Yes. So
to a 7-Eleven near you.
I think it sounds absolutely wonderful. So apparently just kind of like all over like local restaurants, bars, all over the place, you can order wine slushies. And I don't understand why we don't have quite so many places around here where we can wine slushies.
I feel like I've been making wine slushies myself since college, and I did not know I was doing something so ahead of the times.
Well, you apparently were.
Good.
So, yeah.
And you're now our resident hipster.
Well, what you do is you take the wine and you put it in an ice cube tray. You put freeze right. it. And then you put it in like a food processor and blend it up a little bit. And then you put it in some more of the same kind of wine. And that way it'll get it cold.
That would be fine.
It gets it cold and that way it doesn't water it down.
Hmm. I like that idea. Yep. Doesn't need to happen now. Next board game night. Wine slushies.
And then there is a new idea about bourbon barrel wines. So what they do is they take wine and they put it back into the barrels where that bourbon was aged in, and they let the wine age in that as well. So
that sounds really, really good.
Yeah. So anyway, that's supposed to be terribly, terribly exciting. And then the last one, which I completely think is a big thing, is more people are drinking in instead of drinking out. Apparently, we don't want to spend our money.
It's so expensive, yes.
Yeah, we don't want to go out to bars and to clubs. Right. And
I'm too old for that now.
And it's just, I'm just like, let's just do it at home to where when I get sleepy, I can just go to bed. Like, I just...
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I would, it's easier too. I would rather just stay at home with my friends. Mm-hmm. And plus, if you act stupid, you act stupid in the privacy of your own home.
Right. You act to people that know you and aren't.
Yeah,
you.
So
they'll judge you, but it'll be a completely different kind of judging.
Yes. Yeah, you know, then you're not like making a complete fool of yourself in public
in front of random people.
Yeah,
always. So, good.
You know, I completely see where that's changed. So apparently, I don't know why that's all of a sudden become a big fad this year with alcohol.
I've been
and
doing
fun,
that since I was 22.
It's because all the millennials are poor, so they can't afford.
This is true.
They're spending $20
on
sitting
toast. At home eating our avocado toast
and paying back
some
our
wine slushies
and paying back our student loans.
We got it. I've been making wine slushies since college, so I've been broke since then. It's fine.
Right. So anyway, that's apparently the big wine trends. But
I agree with those.
I think wine slushies and drinking in and maybe trying the bourbon barrel wine sounds interesting.
I need to find a bourbon barrel wine.
That sounds
now.
So good.
Yeah.
Because I love bourbon.
Uh-huh. Me too.
And I love wine. This could be a really good combination here.
We need to move outside of this small area of the country.
Right.
And the sad part is you can't have anything shipped here.
No, you can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. We have that stupid, stupid law. We can't have alcohol delivered to your home.
No, because there's so many fun, like, wine of the month clubs and stuff, and you can't get them.
I had one where I was, like, completely signed up to.
I did, too.
Like, all the way down to the end,
that's
and I'm putting in my address.
That's the only
and
reason
I'm
I
like,
know that, is because I tried to sign up for one.
That's trying to get sponsorships for the show has been a bitch. Because, like, the one we do have, they can't send anything.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm sorry, guys. We're trying everything we could.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if you can send it to Tennessee.
You could send it to Missouri or Tennessee and it'd be fine, but then you have to drive, however, that's like an hour.
Well, if I ever live in Memphis, you can ship it to me.
That's a loophole. You're going to show up with a case of wine at your door one day.
It's okay.
That'd be a lot.
I'd be okay with that. Lots of slushies.
And you have to share.
144 bottles. She's Scrooge McDucking the wine. Actually, she's going to put all the bottles on the bed and just...
Right.
We'll have a picture of all the... Right. It should be like, I'm drinking in, guys.
Sticking with trends.
So, Leslie, I think you have like a really distinct fashion sense.
Apparently, yes.
And I really enjoy your style.
I keep getting told that.
No, I really enjoy it. And I think it's awesome, and I don't know why. Because apparently you are told a lot that you should not.
A lot of people think I dress very strangely. And I get told a lot that it's weird. The things I'm wanting to wear are weird. That I dress weird. That's weird. Whatever.
Well,
I get told
to
that
know
a lot.
I
wear a lot of 90s inspired outfits.
Which is the thing now. I'm just
yes,
saying.
And I was doing that last year. Would just like to be noted.
Yeah,
you Sharon can vouch. Okay. Yeah. So that was doing it before it was cool. So I got told that was weird a lot. And then, I don't know, I just wear strange. Like, I wear, like, I wear things that don't match most of the time. My outfits don't match.
You wear a lot of like band t-shirts, band t-shirts. Or graphic t-shirts with like I wear it with skirts and stuff.
Uh-huh. Like I wear band t-shirts with like a big fluffy skirt or a pencil skirt, which I stole that idea from Chelsea lately. I'm not going to lie. That's not her name anymore. It's Chelsea Handler.
She'll always Chelsea, Chelsea lately was her show. Yeah.
But so yes, I apparently do have a very distinctive style.
But and I don't know why, but you get a lot of flack from people for that. And I don't know why, but I've always enjoyed like how you choose to dress.
Well, thank you.
So anyway, I thought maybe you'd like to know like how style's supposed to be changing this fall.
Good.
Which is kind of weird, but anyway, we are supposed to be taking florals with us into the fall.
No.
Guess what I bought yesterday?
Did you buy some florals?
I bought some black floral 90s looking dress. Ah. It is super cute.
It's black, so that's cool.
I don't only wear black floral. Like, I love floral.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Only black.
Because any other floral looks like a couch.
Yeah, I only wear black floral.
Yeah, I have a black floral dress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's acceptable.
Yeah.
So, but it's kind of weird to be wearing florals for fall.
Yeah, I was surprised that it was still out in the stores, but yeah. And so, it had velvet on it, which is something else I'm very excited about for fall.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of interesting. And then this is something I like super disagree with. Apparently, we like it's super cool to wear crop tops this winter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With long sleeves.
I mean, I won't be doing that.
That's been a
For winter.
I saw that coming. Yeah.
That's super weird.
It's like wearing
goes back to the 90s thing. People did that in the 90s so much. So it was crop sweaters.
Yeah, but so, I don't like that.
I don't like it. But
I think it's weird. I don't like it. Red is apparently the super cool color.
Oh, really?
So red is the new black?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was little, my dad's a photographer, and he's one of the photographers that would like travel and take like pictures for church directories, and he would have a team and like with a couple ladies that would sell the pictures, and one of the ladies, I remember her telling me that anytime you needed to sell something or get a job like for an interview or anything, you needed to wear red.
Mm-hmm.
So that always stuck with me. Now this one, when I was reading this, I thought about you. Cardigans are the cool thing.
Finally,
cardigans are the cool thing.
I've been wearing cardigans my entire life. I've been having to shop in the granny section for those.
It's timeless, but it says right now it is modern and classic.
See, if I just wear my weird little clothes long enough, eventually I'm going to be in style.
It's true.
That's what I'm going to do.
Well, like I think you should do whatever you want anyway.
I don't really care. That's the thing is people are like, can I wear this with this? And I'm like, wear what you want. Who cares? Do what you want.
And this is another one I think is super weird is cropped flared pants.
What? Or cropped flare pants.
Okay, so they're kind of like capris, but flared.
And they have,
I don't know if I can agree with this one.
Like, I love like flared jeans. I wish they would come back. But this is like...
How flared are we talking?
Well, not bell bottoms, though I have some bell bottoms. But
okay. So not like the JNCO jeans.
No.
It's a whole different.
Flares different anyway.
JNCO is just like baggy.
I mean, flares where it like kind of fits you and then flares at the bottom.
No, it's not the whole leg.
No.
Okay.
Huh. But this is kind of like capris, but then it flares at the bottom. Or it flares like kind of at the calf.
The thing with that is you have to be a certain height. If you're a little bit too short, it's going to look.
Then it will look really odd.
They're like they're trying to be flared jeans that you're just a little bit too tall for.
Yeah.
That would be my problem. I could never fit in.
I think it's a strange look. It says that they're going to be comfortable and dressy. I think that's weird. Mm. And apparently leggings are still cool.
Well, that's okay.
I mean, but have that's
it's
no
the
change.
New sweatpants.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think leggings are going to go anywhere, are they?
No, they're too comfortable. Nobody's going to take them off.
Yeah, so.
No. Something I don't love like super, super loud prints on leggings. Like when it's like crazy prints that kind of just like.
I think you have to do them really well balanced.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have a really, really, you have to have a solid shirt. You have to have solid shoes. Mm-hmm. Everything else has to be very subtle.
Yes. Sometimes I see that and I'm just like.
Or the ones who wear the leggings the same color as their skin.
No. That's just unfortunate.
I think you have to have your butt covered. I have very strong feelings about that, too.
I agree. I do agree.
Yeah. I have Halloween leggings.
I have some Halloween leggings. It's not like, it's not so much every print. It's with certain prints of certain things that I see it. And I think, I don't know why I'd want to wear that. But then again, like, people probably see me and be like, why are you wearing tennis shoes with that dress? So to each their own.
But yeah.
I just don't get it.
Over the knee boots are a big thing.
I tried on some yesterday.
I have a couple of pairs.
And I think I was not built to wear those. Like, they looked so strange on me.
I love mine anyway, and I would wear them regardless of whether they were cool or not. I
think that my legs are too, like, short and stubby for them is the problem. I don't think they look, they're just not meant for me. Because I see them on other people, and I'm like, that looks so good. And I put it on, and I'm like, nope.
I kind of feel boots are timeless anyway. Like, yeah. So, I love them regardless. Yeah,
most shoes are timeless with the exception of Crocs.
Still. And platforms.
Oh, I love platforms.
Yeah. Platforms, yeah.
Especially the ones with, like, the little goldfish in them.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There was these ones that had, like, in fake the 70s, goldfish.
They had real ones in them, too.
That's just mean to the goldfish.
But they really did. I promise.
How do you feed the goldfish?
There's a hole in the top of that shoe.
Look it up.
I don't want to.
Booties, you know, the short boots, but with patterns on them.
See, I do. I love that because I can wear that with my short little legs.
And short trench coats.
Ooh, I love that too. Okay.
And ruffles.
Yeah. Okay.
Ruffles.
Like, are we talking shirts or?
Like on scarves and stuff. Probably okay. On shirts too, though. Probably.
There's a lot of, yeah.
Who thinks this is a good idea? Still in sale.
Well, it was in the 70s.
At Kohl's.
Oh, they're fake, I'm sure, at Kohl's.
I'm sure now they are.
Yeah, I've seen some. Yeah. There's this website called Dolls Kill, and they have a lot of really cool shoes. And they had some.
But in the 70s, yeah, you could really get them with the real goldfish.
I just don't know how I feel
about it. It was like in the disco times.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about this.
How did you not know about it?
Because if I see horrible shoes, I just shake my head and just continue on with my
I just feel like
life.
Normally you're like more up on pop culture. And
I'm not a pop culture person from the 70s.
I just feel you're more pop culture in general.
Like, I don't go out of my way to look for people's shoes. Like, the first shoe thing I remember is jelly shoes.
I love jelly shoes.
They were so painful.
I have a pair right now. I currently own a pair of jelly shoes.
They caused blisters.
Mine now are pretty comfortable. They're clear with glitter in them.
Because everything's better with glitter.
I currently own those. I wear them.
There's just, for everyone not knowing what's going on, Sharon just gave Leslie the most judging look I've seen in at least 2 weeks.
They were so uncomfortable when, like, I was forced to wear them when we were small children. Beauty is pain. Terrible.
Beauty is pain.
They were fine. Terrible.
I loved those. I love mine still.
There was just, like, I remember when I was little being forced to wear certain things, like, and even then remember thinking, like, these are terrible choices that I'm being, like, forced upon, like stirrup pants. Do you remember stirrup pants?
Yes.
Like, even then I remember thinking, like, why do these exist? We should not be wearing these.
I do not know what you're discussing again.
They're like leggings. But they had these little, they had little elastic loops that went over your foot. Your
heel. I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
So they were like leggings that made everything like super tight and stretchy.
I will say there have been times where I'm wearing boots over leggings and my leggings are riding up. And I'm like, if I only had some little stirrup leggings.
And maybe that would have been okay. But also our parents didn't get the concept of you should wear a shirt that covered your butt.
No.
So
I wore like a really big tie-dye shirt tied into a knot on the side, not covering my butt. Like they were tied with a scrunchie.
No.
I had a scrunchie.
So it was like super tight, inappropriately stretched leggings with everything showing.
Yes.
And I was like 5 and I got the idea of this is not great attire.
My mom dressed me in polyester pants and Western shirts for a good 4 years of my life. I don't know. Those pictures exist. I just don't like
I have
talk
a picture
that.
Where in fifth grade for a school picture where I was wearing like.
And overalls a lot.
Yeah, I was wearing overalls and I had a sunflower shirt on and a sunflower like applique on the overalls and a giant sunflower hair clip.
I had the exact
Here's
same
the
outfit.
Thing. I would wear that outfit now. That's the difference. So I'd be like, yes. I actually went shopping for overalls like a month ago and tried on like so many pairs and I couldn't find a pair I liked. But my mom was really good about letting me wear what I wanted. When I was like, there was a phase I went through when I was like 7, where after Halloween, I was Princess Jasmine from Aladdin, and I wanted to wear that outfit all the time. So there's so many pictures of me just like at a function, a random like birthday party or whatever. It's like, oh, Leslie's in her Jasmine costume.
Oh my
again.
God, if I was part of your family, we'd be taking bets on if you would show up in that costume or
not. See, and I let my kids do that too to some degree. I mean, there was a year when my youngest in preschool wore nothing but Star Wars shirts.
Yeah.
And he wore his Luke Skywalker costume to preschool for a while. Mm-hmm. He did. And, you know,
I remember the only reason I had to stop wearing that costume was because the little, like, costume little slippers, basically, like house shoes, got holes in them. And so mom was like, can't wear this anymore. Oh, darn. We have to throw away. That's the only reason I stopped wearing that.
Yeah. But I mean, there's certain times where I'm just like, no, it's not appropriate. Like Zeke and his toucan shirt that he wanted to wear to a band concert. It was not appropriate for that
event. I do like that shirt though.
It just was not appropriate for that event. But, you know, I do, for the most part, you know, let them pick whatever they want as long as it's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Glad you threw that in there.
Yeah, as long as it's reasonable. As long as it's reasonable for, you know, the event. But for the most part, they pick their own clothes and they get to wear what they want. And Eli had, like, I don't know, 40 Star Wars shirts that year in preschool. And I still have them all. And one day I'm going to have someone make him a T-shirt quilt or something.
But you should. That would be so good.
Yeah. So, because I had to convince him you can't wear the exact same one every single day. So, the boys, they have their own different sense of style. So, yeah. But I think you should do what you want. I think you look nice.
I love your style.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I went to a football game today. Is why I'm wearing this shirt. You see? The one with the football. It's a Friends reference.
I get the reference.
Thank you. I didn't have it. It was a Hogs game. I don't watch the Hogs. So this is as football-y as I had.
This is football-y?
In my repertoire.
It's as football-y as you have.
Hashtag football-y.
I didn't have anything else.
It's nice. That's great.
Thanks.
Yeah. So you got a new job.
Uh-huh. And well, yeah. Same kind office. Of. Dental assistant. I love it.
Because you graduated.
I did graduate from my little program.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you liking your new job?
I love it so much, yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's like the first time I've ever worked somewhere and not like absolutely hated going to work. Like that sounds so bad. But like there were so many jobs that I've had that I just went to because it was my job and like I did not enjoy it. But it's like I really, really enjoy being there.
Yeah.
And doing what I'm doing the whole time I'm there.
Good.
Which is different.
Well, that makes me happy for you.
Yeah. It's a new experience.
So now you spend your day cleaning teeth.
No, well, I don't clean the teeth. I assist with the treatment. It's like gotcha. Once they have a problem and they're getting it fixed, that's when I see them.
So you hand the tools.
Yeah, and I do that. I take x-rays, do impressions, feeling all that kind of stuff. But I love it.
Good. Yep. Gotcha.
And everybody at my office is so sweet.
That really does make a huge difference.
It does.
Yeah.
Because
the people around you make working a lot easier sometimes.
Because I work in an office now for the first time where I work with like a huge, like a group of people who like really work together as a team and really actually like being there. And it
makes such a big difference.
Yeah, it is. And it's the first time I've ever worked with a group of people that actually likes each other. And
yes.
It is. It's really weird. And
Especially when you come from such cutthroat environment sometimes and you're like, oh, y'all don't hate each other?
Yeah, it's kind of new. It's kind of confusing at first.
What do you mean you're like talking bad about each other all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's slightly confusing at first, but it's really very nice. And even when you have a bad day, you know, at least you get to share that with people that, you know, you actually like.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. It's a really nice thing.
Yeah. Well, good. Happy we're both happy.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It's because we worked places that we weren't happy.
Yes, we shared some of that together. So, have you got to see any new movies here recently?
No, I've not seen it.
I haven't either. But I want to
see it so bad. I'm so mad that I haven't seen it. I've not gone to the movies in like forever.
We haven't been in a while either. But I want to go see it.
I want to go too.
Richard, have you seen it yet?
I've not seen it yet. It's just fun to say, by the way.
Because it fits into the conversation. Yeah.
We keep talking about it, and I keep forgetting it exists.
I love how it just...
it just works itself out. Like, yeah.
I just hate going to movies when they're first out because it's so packed. Like, I want to go to...
Oh, that movie was
like, really I want to go, like, when it's been out for, like, a month or something and no one else wants to see it anymore.
Ghostbusters, when the new Ghostbusters
That's when out. I want to go.
It was just Ashley and I in the theater and that was it. I was like, yes!
I enjoy it so much more because, like, everything annoys me. Someone opening their pop... Things that I'm doing, too. Like, I'm eating popcorn, but them eating their popcorn, I'm like, how dare they chew when I'm trying to listen? Like, it's just unreasonable.
If I ever see you at a theater now, I'm just buying box candy.
No, I can't deal with it. I'm just like,
no, you have to get Twizzlers. It's the loudest candy in the world, I have decided. Yes. I've so decided annoying. It's the loudest candy because it all sticks, you know? Uh-huh. So you're just opening that plastic and it's just the loudest thing ever.
I can't. When people text during a movie,
well, that
irritates me too. I want to physically hurt them. I'm like, what are you doing?
That really bothers me also. Or when they take a picture of themselves at the theater. Why?
Like, look, we're at the movie.
Why? Hey. Why is that necessary?
I might have taken a selfie at the movie before, but not Leslie. During a movie.
No, before the movie is acceptable.
Okay. Before the movie. Listen, I love to selfie. That is no secret.
Okay. I figured the both. I do as well. It's okay.
I love a good selfie. I will take selfies any stop, drop, and selfie anytime. Okay.
This show now has 3 hashtags from it. Awesome.
My brother got me a cup for Christmas. It says Snap Queen on it.
I saw this.
Thank you. It was beautiful.
It was very pretty.
And so I love a good selfie. So I've taken many a selfie at the movie theater.
But not during a movie.
Not during.
No, because that's terrible. But that really annoys me when people pull out their phones.
I don't do that during a movie. But prior to the movie, I'll take a selfie. Yeah.
It's really obnoxious when people pull out their phones.
Yeah, because it's just distracting.
It right. is. It's
like they're so bright light enough.
It's
is
so
enough.
Bright.
Yeah.
It's just going, mm-hmm. really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the asshole who still has their sound on mm-hmm. and their ringtone's like the most annoying ringtone ever. Like it's Despacito. Like, shit!
And we've talked about before, you know, my husband gets really frustrated with me because I forget to turn my sound on. Like, you know, I leave my phone on silent when I'm at work and I just forget to turn it on. Mm-hmm. And he gets annoyed with me because, you know, then I'll lose my phone and I can't find it.
Yes. And you have to walk around feeling like this. Like, ooh, is it vibrating? Yeah.
the thing is, when it is on and someone calls me, I'm so used to having it on silent that it scares me.
Yes.
And so my ringtone is Wonderwall. By Oasis, and it literally terrifies me now when it goes off because I'm so used to not hearing it, but it is so loud. But yeah, the other day we were actually because every morning before work we have a little meeting, uh-huh. just a real quick meeting, yeah, and Nicole, who is, you know, our other co-host who's not here right now, she actually calls me and it went off during like our little meeting because I forgot and I was like, oh gosh, I'm so sorry, but I literally had like jumped and I was like scrambling and like patting down my pockets
and then there's like 2 other people singing along with it.
They actually did, yes, they
it's
did
a great song.
Yeah, it I know, it was one of my favorite songs, but yeah, it scared me. So anyway, had nothing to do with anything. Well, but, you know,
I feel like you can judge a person a lot by what their ringtone is.
Mine's just one of the standard. I don't have a song.
Mine's Crazy by Biebs and Her Moneymakers.
I used to have a specific song for every person.
Like, I did that too when I first got a phone.
Yes, I did that. And now I'm just like, first of all, no one calls me anymore hardly. Like maybe my brother and one friend and that's it.
My phone's always on silent, so it doesn't matter.
No one calls me. But I did. I lost my Fitbit the other day. And you know, it'll vibrate when you get a text message. So I was like mm-hmm. texting myself on the floor. Because I knew it was in that room because it was sinking.
Yeah.
So I was like on the floor feeling for when it would vibrate. And I found it finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like That's, crawling.
That is one thing because I have an Apple Watch. And that's one thing I love about my Apple Watch is I can actually ping my phone yeah. from it.
You can't do that with a Fitbit.
So, and which I don't use a whole lot of functions on my Apple Watch. That's about the only
yeah.
useful function about for it. But yeah.
It's a useful function.
Though. It is. Yes. It's very useful.
You need it.
Because it will, my phone will go off whether it's on silent or not, mm-hmm. not with that. So, but, yeah. So, anyway, do we have anything else we want to talk about?
I actually have gotten started watching a TV show because of my wife now.
What are you watching?
I don't want to. It came out in 98.
That's what okay.
is it?
Will and Grace. I just started watching it. They're all on Hulu, and I was like, all right. She's like, it's the greatest show. You'll love it.
I've only seen the bits and pieces.
I was planning on starting that this weekend.
That's what I started last night, and I was like, I'm just going to watch 2 episodes of this and go to bed. 8 episodes later, I'm like, crap. Oh, that means I'm hooked. So I did watch a new show this week, though.
What was that?
American Vandal.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, God.
I know it's on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet, though.
Have you seen the documentary of Making a Murder?
No.
Yes.
Okay, you'll... I love it. You know
it. Yes, I know what it is. The documentary. Yeah.
It's in that style, but it's about a kid who spray paints dicks on cars.
Yes. I have to watch that.
It's made by Funny or Die. There's moments in it where you will laugh so hard.
I need to watch
but
that.
Then you get sucked in, and then you're on episode 8. And you're like, where'd my night go?
I need to watch it.
It's my streaming service pick of the week.
I was watching The Confession Tapes on Netflix. Yeah. It's really good. And I was trying to explain to someone, I was like, it's about people who get arrested and they confess and they're taped and then you watch them.
But
it's
like a fake confession.
Yeah. And I kept saying, it was one of the doctors, and he was like, I said, they confess. And he was like, are there confessions on tape? And he was like, so serious. And I was like, yeah. Like, I thought he was seriously asking me. He starts laughing and he's like, you said confession 16 times in this season. And I was like, I'm just trying to explain it to you. Yeah. It was good. I liked it. I love shows like that.
Crime shows. You watch Stand Against Evil, which was my recommendation.
And I didn't like the first, like, this is a completely different show. We still have one episode left. I love that show.
It is so, like, campy horror.
It's Dr. Cox killing things.
Do you watch Scrubs? You know Scrubs?
Oh, yeah, Scrubs.
Okay, and you remember Dr. Cox?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's called Stand Against Evil, and just kind of, like, a rough little bit about it. It's this little town, kind of like a Salem-type witch hunt town where there was murders, and the town got cursed, where now all of the sheriffs are, like, have to face the evil. Like, they have to, like, defend themselves against. Yeah. So it's like a campy horror show, and it is awesome.
Is it on Netflix?
It is on Hulu.
Hulu, okay.
Yeah.
That too.
And he plays it just like Dr. Cox. Like, it is like the same character.
I love it when
it is absolutely wonderful.
I also want to add that we have the live TV on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Best investment ever.
Really?
Yeah, it's so much cheaper than cable, and yay, I can watch sports again. So
I was like, what do you use it for? I don't know what I would use it for.
I would usually watch, I like watching True TV a lot because I love Impractical Jokers like a mofo. I don't know why. But Adam Ruins Everything. But we'll watch the actual live television because like sports and stuff that's live, you just don't get the same feeling when you have to watch it back. Like once you already know what happens, like sports is just kind of pointless to watch a game.
Yeah.
So I get to watch stuff live now, which is worth it. And news coverage, and there's actually one local channel on it. And I was like, woohoo, because we get no local channels through antennas here. Hmm. So that's been a good investment. So
that's good.
If you're thinking about checking it out, it's only on the Fire Stick, though.
Really?
Yeah, you can't do it on the Roku, and you can't do it on the PlayStation.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That's a little sad.
Yeah, I mean, I already have a Fire Stick. It's not an issue.
I have a Fire Stick and a Roku for some reason.
I prefer the Fire Stick. I might be one of the few, but... There's a lot more apps on Roku, and I like that, but you can jailbreak a Fire Stick, and that's just kind of awesome.
I think picture quality is better on Fire Stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Roku takes so long to load, where the Fire Stick never did that.
I don't know. I agree with this. I enjoy the Fire Stick a lot. I was like, that was the best investment I've made this year.
Yeah.
With the exception of that wine. That's been the best investment I've made this year.
This is a really good wine.
I'm happy with that selection.
Yeah. I agree.
So there's a couple of things I want to add for you guys can get Winos t-shirts in our store at shoptbk.com/shoptbk. And honestly, it's not just the Winos logo. There's like three more. I don't know if you know this.
No, I just have the Winos logo t-shirt.
I took a time to was like, well, there needs to be some Winos t-shirts in the store. I don't even know what
you
they
didn't
are.
Even tell me.
Sure, I did.
Whatever.
You can also get your very own Leslie shirt in our store. The Mother of All Cats t-shirt.
I need one myself. I don't even have one yet.
There is, they're actually all together. It is Sweet Child of Wine.
Oh, yes.
I like that.
So you can pick that up in the store, and I think there's one more coming. But you can get shirts from all the shows, as well as website shirts and some nerd shirts and I'm still working on releasing more shirts and nerd products and
they're all true to size. They all hold up really well, like after wash. And I don't say that just because I mean I actually have them and wear them, so they're all really great quality.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with the store now, and you guys can do a lot more stuff with the store. There's gonna be The entire catalog of Burning Willow Press will be up by Tuesday. So if you want to check out some awesome books, that'll also be in our store as well. And then I got a few other surprises lined up.
Yay. I like surprises.
Surprises give me anxiety, but
including including the very first ever TBK mystery box.
Ooh.
Which is going to each mystery box we do is going to be designed by the host of the shows.
Ooh.
That'll be fun.
So that's coming. Hopefully by Christmas, but probably not till next year.
Just being realistic.
Because I mean it's almost October.
We like to be optimistic, but you know.
I don't want to get your hopes up. I don't want to be that guy. Also, check out, there's some ads on the website by those. And speaking of which, we have a wine sponsor, and I don't know who it is. I'll give you who it is later.
Okay.
But it's one of the, it's one of the wine boxes. Like, if you order this show, gets like 10% of it.
Oh.
So, I'll get the codes and everything later. It just happened while we were recording. So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
There you go.
Awesome.
That's all the news I have. Oh, and episode 100 of Live is in 2 weeks.
Yes, we got it ready for that.
I'm going to try to get everyone on that. That's my plan. If you would like to join in on that, you are more than welcome to.
It's a big landmark show.
I can be there.
And when I mean landmark, it's going to be... I've got surprises for that as well. Including a few guests and one that no one knows that I'm going to have on the show.
Okay.
So you'll have to tune in 2 weeks for episode 100.
Okay.
Sounds exciting.
That's all the news I got.
Okay. Leslie, you have anything else to add to the show?
I don't. I'm just so excited. It was a fun time.
Well, I guess see us next time. Hopefully we'll have another wonderful bottle of wine to share. And
yep.
Better stories next time. Yes. Okay, guys. Well, we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye.